U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the FBI have been using facial recognition to sift through DMV databases. ICE has been able to track down undocumented immigrants in some states, according to researchers at Georgetown University Law Center. As for what it means for New York State residents, WXXI's Noel Evans reports.
States like Utah, Vermont, and California have seen such cases, but that's not likely to happen in New York State, where a bill was passed last month allowing undocumented immigrants to legally acquire a driver's license. New York State's Greenlight bill was built with protections in place to prevent ICE from accessing the Department of Motor Vehicles databases, something Governor Andrew Cuomo had voiced concern over before signing the legislation. Sarah Curtis is the Advocacy and Communications Specialist at Worker Justice Center of New York, where a coalition assisted with drafting the Greenlight bill with protective measures in mind.
Because we were aware of this, that was why our coalition worked very closely with the bill sponsor to craft legislation that would guard against any such abuses by ICE. And we were able to learn from the previous challenges that the other states have faced that our legislation expressly prohibits the DMV from disclosing photos without a lawful court order, judicial warrant, or subpoena.
DMV spokesperson Lisa Kumjian said that the DMV has denied any attempts by the FBI to access the DMV's entire photo database, adding that the DMV, quote, does not permit any local, state, or federal police department or government agency, including ICE, to access its photo database for facial recognition purposes, end quote. While the Greenlight law was designed to prevent surveillance of this kind from affecting New York State residents, Curtis said that the use of facial recognition software to target individuals is one that disproportionately affects people of color, regardless of citizenship or resident status.
One of the criticisms of it is that the algorithms are likely to misidentify people of color, and also, you know, especially women of color. So I think that what ICE is doing should be a concern for everyone, not just, you know, the undocumented community.
Noelle Evans, WXXI News.